So Chris, second time around at IBC, how are things going?
It's going very well. We're really excited about some of the new features that we're coming out with very soon and in the near future as well. So we're happy to be back here again.
So talk us through the new features. What are we expecting?
All right, so coming out in 1.7, which will be out in just a few weeks, one of the big features is the Storyblocks integration. So if you're looking for royalty-free video footage or audio or sound effects, those are all available right within the app. We do include a bunch of free content right off the bat, but we're also have a subscription for the entire library, and it's very inexpensive. It's either $6 a month or $50 a year, and that's an incredible deal for a library of thousands and thousands of video and audio clips that are available. Additionally, we've added some great new features to improve the app. Soft edges on cropping, search and sort within the library. What else have we got? A whole bunch of new smaller features that are improvements in the UI just to make things smoother and easier to edit.
And I heard some rumors about a fourth video track.
That's coming in 1.8. So with 1.8, we'll have a fourth video track. We'll be doing one of our most requested features, which is multiple selection and copy and paste. And then we'll also have our Pro IO pack, which will be an in-app purchase that'll allow Final Cut XML export, external monitor use, and background upload and download, as well as a few other features as well.
A lot of new features, also that's probably a lot of work.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about the new iPhones that came out. Because one of the things that was mentioned there was that they tend to move with apps to a subscription model. Right. Is that something we can also expect from LumaFusion?
Not anywhere in the future that we're looking at. We still want to do a single-time purchase for an incredible video editor that you can do everything you need with one purchase. We are, as I said, doing the subscription for content, but that's new content that you'll be able to continually add to, and you don't have to buy that if you don't want to. You'll still have a full editor without buying that, and that's the way we want to continue working.
Because I can imagine that having people buy the app once and then you have to do all the updates and all the new features that people are requesting, that doing it in a subscription model actually makes more sense.
It could, and we're always considering what our options are, and in the past we've avoided the subscription model as a way to differentiate ourselves so that we're not the creative cloud that everybody has to keep paying into. However, what we feel is these pro packs that we're doing allow people to pick and choose the features they want and pay just for that. So if somebody wants the Pro IO, they can get that. If somebody's more into compositing, they'll get our Pro Compositing pack in the future that'll have masking and other neat features that just they want, and so they can pay for the things that they're interested in.
So let's get back to the actual devices, the new iPhones. Did you see anything in that presentation that you thought, well, this is something that we can really work on in LumaFusion?
Well, as Apple continues to improve speed, we always immediately take advantage of that naturally because we take advantage of all of Apple's infrastructure, so we get the advantage immediately for that. But some of their new capabilities like the depth, the instant depth effects in the camera, that'll be nice, and we hope to be able to take that metadata within the app and allow you to continue to edit that after you've captured, which will be a really nice feature. Of course, the new Max phone will be wonderful for having a little more space to edit on. LumaFusion can always use more real estate on the user interface, and that'll be nice.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.